This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Joanna Paca agrees to meet her ex-boyfriend Benjamin Williams in a public place so he can see their infant son. They set a cemetery in St. Pete, Florida for the meet. She chats with Williams from the front seat of her car while holding their son, her two-year-old daughter in the back seat. Suddenly, Ben Williams pulls a gun, shooting Joanna in the face multiple times, and takes off. She's found dead. The children unharmed. Williams evades police for years until a TikTok user recognizes him in a video.
Nancy, a TikTok user came across a short clip from a newscast regarding Williams and the murder of Joanna Paca. That's when they realized they recognized Williams and knew he was living in Mexico. U.S. Marshals find Williams in Mexico and extradite him to Miami, where he's now locked up in the Pinellas County Jail. Paca's family expressed relief over the arrest, saying 3 years is too long, but they can finally rest knowing that Williams is behind bars where he belongs.
Benjamin Williams, 41, finally behind bars for murder and child abuse. Mackenzie Keeling, 31, orders lunch to go for her family at a Florida Raising Cane's, but drives away from the restaurant before realizing she's missing all 8 of the famous cane sauces in her order. She turns around and demands staff hand over her sauce. An employee apologizes and quickly provides the sauce, but Keeling believes she is owed extra for, quote, wasted time and gas. Manager Tatiana Abear refuses the freebie, so Keeling attacks her. Of course she does, hitting Herbert in the leg and tries to rip Herbert's ID and keys off her lanyard. Cops are called. Mackenzie Keeling now facing felony robbery charges for the saucy skirmish. Talk about Raising Cane. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A major development in the Gilgo Beach murder case. New York architect Rex Huerman, already charged with killing 6 women, now faces charges in the death of a 7th, 24-year-old Valerie Mack. Mack's remains were discovered in 2 Long Island locations, initially in 2000 and later in Gilgo Beach more than a decade later. DNA testing identified her in 2020, and prosecutors now claim hair found with her remains links to Huerman's daughter, though she is not implicated. Huerman denies all charges. His defense argues the DNA evidence is unreliable and disputes any connection to the crime scenes. Investigators allege Huerman meticulously planned the murders, citing recovered documents and evidence tying him to the victims. Authorities continue to examine unsolved cases linked to the Gilgo Beach investigation, which began in 2010 with the discovery of multiple remains along a barrier island. A San Francisco jury has convicted 40-year-old tech consultant Nemo Momani of second-degree murder in the stabbing death of Bob Lee, the founder of Cash App. Here's Crime Online's Sydney Sumner with details.
The verdict, delivered after 7 days of deliberation, carries a potential sentence of 16 years to life in prison. Lee, a 43-year-old tech innovator, was found gravely injured in the early morning hours of April 4, 2023. Staggering along a deserted street near San Francisco's Bay Bridge, he left a trail of blood while calling for help. He succumbed to his injury shortly after being taken to a hospital. Prosecutors described the attack as premeditated, alleging that Momani drove Lee to an isolated area and fatally stabbed him 3 times with a kitchen knife. Investigators say the incident stemmed from Momani's anger over Lee's interactions with his younger sister. According to testimony, Momani believed Lee had introduced his sister to a drug dealer who provided her with narcotics, including GHB, before allegedly assaulting her. Momani, however, took the stand in his defense, claiming the confrontation was sparked by Lee's irritation when Momani urged him to focus on family instead of nightlife. Momani, who has martial arts training, asserted that he acted in self-defense after Lee attacked him with a knife. He claimed he was unaware Lee had been seriously injured. The high-profile case captured national attention, partly due to Lee's prominence in the tech industry. Lee, who had relocated to Miami, was known as the creator of the widely used mobile payment service, Cash App, and served as the chief product officer of MobileCoin, a cryptocurrency company.
Momani, who has been in custody since his arrest in April 2023, will remain behind bars as he awaits sentencing.
Thanks, John. Investigators assume Cynthia Wilkins, a beloved teacher, dies in a terrible fire starting in her apartment and destroying the entire Fulton, Illinois complex. Her car still parked outside and the charred remains of her purse and wallet found inside the unit. Extensive searches turn up no evidence of her remains. Cynthia last seen entering the building 10 hours before the fire breaks out. Search dogs follow her scent through downtown Fulton and lose it at the entrance of the North Bridge crossing the Mississippi River to Iowa. Cynthia Wilkins, 51, 5'2", 160 pounds, short brown hair, hazel eyes. She wears bronze oval-shaped glasses and often wears stacked gold rings. If you have info on Cynthia Wilkins, call Fulton, Illinois PD, 815-589-3617. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.